Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord, where every Wednesday we do a live broadcast together and discuss the astrology and energies of right now and the week ahead. Thank you for making time in your busy life for this program. I appreciate that you are connected to the show and what we co-create together through our shared consciousness. That is what this time is all about, and we each contribute it, you know, energetically, physically, emotionally, spiritually, intuitively, on all levels. In fact, I get the image of all of our chakras are spinning so fast these days that it's part of how time feels so fast to us, and it's how we have transcended so many other things in our lives. You know, we're meant to be moving forward, and those chakras are spinning wheels, as you probably aware, and I get the image right now of these wheels as propellers, as basically we have these seven boat propellers just moving us forward. I mean, that's how strong I feel the energy is right now in pushing us into this new energy field that we're meant to be in, we're meant to create in, we're meant to find more joy, happiness, success. Like, it's an opening energy is what I'm feeling. This expansion of heart openings, spiritual openings, intuitive openings. It's really another type of awakening energy. And this pertains astrologically to Uranus moving into Taurus, which happens on May 15th. I was about to say March. May 15th. And this is a really big deal, my friends. And I've done a few special episodes on this energy change. Please listen to this, to each of these different shows. I just did one here on Blog Talk Radio that you'll also find on YouTube and iTunes, that's all about Uranus entering Taurus. And I talk about the energy change, what's being activated, what we're going to be feeling as we do a back and forth dance between Uranus in Aries, fire, masculine, a different kind of creative force, moving into Taurus, feminine, earth, grounded, calm. And Uranus does a back and forth dance for 1 year. So beginning May 15th until November 6th, we get a sample. It's the appetizer of what's to come in more strongly in 2019. Please listen to that separate show. I just did it. So you should find it there on your playlist if you're a subscriber, or you'll find it on the recent episodes of this show. It's also been uploaded to YouTube. Also on YouTube, I posted an ingress chart of Uranus entering Taurus, which is where I get out these cool astrology charts that are in the Mountain Astrologer magazine. And I go through and teach you what the planets are saying to each other, what's going on, and what that all means. So I posted that on YouTube as well. So if you're interested in knowing more about the Uranus and Taurus transit, please check that out. Because, again, it's a new kind of awakening, and that's what the Uranus energy is. It shakes us. And it does so in this whole new cycle. So there's many grand cycles that happen throughout human history and, you know, way before human history, the history of the planet, the history of the galaxy. We are in the age of Aquarius. Aquarius is ruled by Uranus in modern astrology. Wherever Uranus is where it's waking up the masses. And this new Uranus cycle began in 2010 when Uranus went into Aries. So we have these big cycles happening right now that are affecting humanity, collective growth, technology, quantum leaps, consciousness, taking us forward. And when it goes into Taurus, well, Taurus is the most grounded. It resists change. Do not make me change anything. This is where I live. This is what I want. This is what I own. If you know a Taurus, if you are a Taurus, you know what I mean. You stay where you are. You want stability. You want a place to come home to. that you can rely on just to deal with the chaos in the world. Well, with Uranus going into Taurus, we're all going to get this sense of what is stable in our lives. Well, the answer is it's within you. And it's about cultivating that relationship and that energy of strength within you so that no matter what does happen externally, it does not rock your core. It gives you that place to go to feel rooted and grounded, solid and certain, no matter what changes we're going to have in the world. And we're going to be having changes. I mean, we always have. You could argue, of course, that famous saying, change is the only constant. But this is a different kind of change because it affects the physical world. It affects money, banking, financial systems, our possessions and what we own, the earth, you know, really significant things. So please listen to that show, because I go into all these energies more thoroughly. I talk about it on a collective level and on an individual level. And I hope it gives you a heads up of what to expect, you know, how to expect the unexpected. But we're already seeing the Uranus energy in effect now. If we look at the volcano eruption in Hawaii on the Big Island, where there are these amazing developments in the earth. I mean, you can't help but be amazed at the power of the earth, the magma, the lava, the changes, the ability to create new earth, to destroy what was, the fire burning. I mean, I think it's captivating. Of course, we never want people to get hurt, and it's very difficult that people had to escape. But I mean, at the same time, we're all guests on this planet. We're all just temporary visitors, and the earth is just this powerful force. So we see that these eruptions coming up now with Uranus at 29 degrees of Aries. 29 degrees is a closing sign. It's a finishing energy. It's that big bang before I leave the room. It's like I'm just going to slam the door before I leave. But Uranus actually comes back into Aries this November, and we'll go back to 28 degrees of Aries. So there's a sense here that whatever you have been developing, growing, feeling, and it's like a new energy coming in since 2010, 2011, this is the end of that. This is nearing the end of that cycle. And what that means is that there's things that you're just done with. Aries is impatient. And you're like, I'm just done. And you're angry maybe about what is done or what's not finished. The anger comes up. And the anger can translate into relief. It's a letting go of the fire and the steam, but it's meant to be what you let out and let go of so you can move on, you know, so you don't feel like you're drowning in lava, you know, you want to get on with this new thing, this new part of you, this new life. And so whatever you started in 2010, 2011, you've been through a serious awakening around all of it. And now the energy moves forward into a new awakening that's about integration. When we take the inspirations, the fire, the ideas, what we started, and we move it into Earth, which is Taurus, we integrate it into a physical form. And you say, okay, this is all the stuff that's come up for me. Now, how am I going to do it in my life, and how am I going to make it real in my life? So that's what's happening. That's this big transition, and it's important because we're also building up to this new moon in Taurus on May 15th at 24 degrees of Taurus, and that's when the new integration begins. And because astrology can be so amazing at times, we have this synchronicity of Uranus moving into an earth sign, Taurus, the the same time that there's a new moon in Taurus. So you're going to feel it with this new moon that there's a real shift. And we can see this as an earthquake, as some kind of other earth development, something in our lives, something within ourselves, wherever the Taurus energy is in your chart. And so that is at 0 degrees of Taurus and 24 degrees of Taurus, because 0 degrees is Uranus and 24 degrees is the new moon. This could be in two different houses in your chart. And I just had this flashback remembrance to December 20th, 2017, just last December, when we had Saturn move from the fire sign of Sagittarius into Capricorn at the same time as the sun moved from Sagittarius into Capricorn. And it was, again, this transition from fire into earth. So there's a theme here. We're really supposed to take the fire energy, that the passion of our lives, and bring it to our daily lives, our planet. This is also really important in the areas of spiritual growth. This is huge, because spiritual growth is very personal and collective, and it's not always grounded. And so you learn all this stuff, and you get these new inspirations and motivations and philosophies and concepts, understandings, and this is what spirituality is, this is what consciousness is, this is what energy is, this is what mindfulness is, this is what religion is. This is, you know, past lives and soulmates and twin flames, and, you know, I teach all this stuff, so this is my wheelhouse, and we have to make it real, because the fire is the spiritual growth, but the earth signs are the spiritual reality. And so for all the ways we can think we understand something, you have to walk the talk. You have to put it into form, into your life. You have to demonstrate it. So it's also this call to light workers of taking what you've learned and how are you ready to integrate it into your life in a new way. Okay, so this is the new awakening process I'm hearing, is that, okay, you've learned all this stuff, great, wonderful, you know who you are, you know more about this information, you've had all these changes and shifts and understandings. Now you've got to put it into your life, and it's going to be uncomfortable, and it's going to take you into different realms and different conversations with people, and you'll find resistance and you'll find disagreements. That's actually a really fascinating way to look at this, because in order for spiritual knowledge to really grow and benefit as many people as possible, you have to go to places that are foreign and new and different. And we want to stay where we are comfortable. And I think that's going to be the dynamic here, because Uranus wants to go where it's different, and Taurus wants to be where it's familiar. So there's this new awakening that's happening for those of you who are on a mission to educate, awaken, teach, share, connect with people, that you're going to find yourself with different groups and different kinds of people who might resist what you say. But where is your strong inner core? And does that even matter to you? That you aren't attached to the outcomes. You're not attached to what other people think or say. This is important overall. Like, I feel like this is kind of the collective shift of 2018-2019, because the work continues on. And this month, May, is a big time of that shift, and specifically this new moon at 24 degrees. Now, the new moon is ruled by Venus, and she's currently in Gemini. And in Gemini, Venus is a busy girl, and she's social, and she has a lot in her head. She wants to read, and she's on social media, and she talks, and she probably forgets half the things she says because she's talking on the left and talking on the right, and she has a very active mind. And so with Venus in Gemini being the ruler of this new moon, we can feel scattered. We can feel like we have more to do in a day, that the speed of life is faster. However, what we're meant to come back to are the true priorities, what really has staying power, what really matters in the bigger scheme of things. Because, yes, we have to take care of our daily lives, our daily chores, our errands. You got to go to the post office. You have to go to the grocery store. You know, there's things that we just have to take care of. And so Venus in Gemini gives us the joy in that. And well, how can I bring more joy into my life and experience it in a way that makes me happy, even when I am so busy and there's a lot going on? How can I just appreciate that and not be overwhelmed by it? And so the Venus in Gemini energy is looking for intellectual understanding and a perspective that allows her to see both sides of a coin, both sides of a story, to be objective. As an air sign, that is one of their gifts. To be objective, and Gemini is a sign of duality, the left brain, the right brain, masculine, feminine, yin and yang. And so there's two things involved with the Venus in Gemini, where you either have to do things twice, or you have to read it twice, or you have to, like a rough draft and then a final version. You have to have a conversation twice. You have to figure something out in your head, different perspectives. So the tossing and turning, it's sort of like you toss things between the two halves of your brain. You know, you toss the beach ball, goes to the left side and then the right side and the left side. You've got to, and then you have to see yourself catching the beach ball. That's what the Taurus energy does. Okay, we're going to catch the beach ball. We're going to hold it. We're going to look at it. We're not going to drive ourselves crazy by the back and forth and back and forth. So the grounding energy is really important with this new moon because our minds are so busy. And so you have to stop that beach ball and just catch it and just look at it and breathe, take some deep breaths, go into your meditation place, and then make a decision about what's important. We have a lot of energy right now that's dynamic and active and moving us forward. And so every time the earth sign energies are strong, we have to pause. And we have to listen to our bodies. Now for this new moon, we have the sun and the moon in Taurus. We have Pluto, Saturn, and Mars in Capricorn. So right there, five planets in earth signs. And that means we listen to our bodies, ourselves. You know, we just go slower. And we need that consciously to just go slower. So during the week of the new moon, in fact, building up to it right now, what can you slow down and eliminate? Now, every new moon is also known as a dark moon because the sky is dark. You don't see the moon. The sun and the moon, you know, it's interesting, right, because they're both luminaries, but there's no light. And there's this pause in the sky, and there's a quiet, and we whisper, and we're meant to turn inwards on the new moon and think about what is my intention, what matters to me, where is my breath, where is my place of stillness. It is when the masculine and the feminine come together. I always imagine it as the namaste hand sign. The left hand is the moon, and the right hand is the sun, and there's this namaste. We're on the same page. We're starting this new journey together, and off we go. And so if you can do that for yourself as part of a ritual, a grounding, a simple way to just come back into your own inner sanctuary, it's going to help you remember what you really value right now and what you want to create and manifest going forward. Because in this current cycle with the sun in Taurus, it's about what we collect and what we want and what matters to us. And, you know, the fact that we need things in our lives to survive, but we can also have things in our lives that we just enjoy and we just want it because we like it and it makes us happy. And that's part of making the most of this human journey is allowing ourselves those pleasures and those delights. And that's why it is, you know, I just bought a bottle of Prosecco because I could. And I got my mom a really beautiful Mother's Day gift. And I got, I found some really awesome chocolates the other day. And I found this new, one of these subscription food boxes where they deliver the food to your house. And so I thought, well, let's try it. So we're trying it for 3 meals a week just to see what it's like, if it brings up new inspirations for food, you know, really awesome organic foods. So we're trying that, very Taurus. These food subscription boxes that are the trend right now are really indulging in your senses and what you value and how you want to sustain yourself in life. So all of this is welcomed right now, my friends. It's welcomed. So are you welcoming it? And if not, set the intention during the May 15th new moon to welcome in more pleasures in your life because it can be delightful. And we forget that. We can forget to appreciate the delights and the pleasures and what we have. So this new moon is asking you to look at your ability to be clear about how you want to live your life on a daily basis and what you need and what brings you happiness in small ways. I mean, there's big happiness and there's small happiness. One of my small happinesses are I love La Croix waters, you know, the different flavors they have. It's the carbonated water. And the lime and the lemon and the cranberry and the coconut, I love La Croix. So that's a very Taurus thing is when you say, oh, this is what I enjoy. And that's what we're meant to be doing right now. So one of the gifts of astrology is also the fact that you activate within yourself these energies. They come out to your consciousness and you allow yourself to experience the current energies and themes. So we have the Taurus energy is still going strong because we have another, about almost 2 weeks, 2 weeks or so of Taurus energy. As I'm doing this show, Taurus, the sun in Taurus is at 18 degrees, and the sun shifts into Gemini on May 22nd. So until then, we are focusing on what we want in our lives, what you value and what you want to bring in. Now, our buddy Mercury, he is moving fast because he's in Aries still. He's finishing up his time in Aries. He'll be ending his time in Aries on May 13th. And, you know, that's pretty explosive because Mercury is going to make a conjunction with Uranus at 29 degrees of Aries. And that's when it all comes out. Whatever you need to say, whatever's been held back, whatever you've been keeping in, I mean, that is the day of personal volcanoes in your world, whether it's somebody at your workplace or a family member or a friend or it's you. It's wherever 29 degrees of Aries is in your chart where Uranus currently is. Well, Mercury comes through and he's a fast-moving guy, and he's all about saying what needs to be said, and he just lets it out. He blurts it out. So if there's something you're wrestling with or that you're feeling, you don't know how to say it, well, again, you're going to feel it. Let's even say this weekend, okay, Saturday and Sunday, May 12th and 13th, you're going to have a happy Mother's Day, Mom. This is what I really think or what I really want you to know. This is an explosive energy because of the Aries fire, but ultimately, okay, this is what you should do. What I would recommend is that because you're aware that this is coming, take a breath, think it through, and be kind. Because Aries energy isn't really concerned with all that. They just want to say it. There's an impulsiveness or an impatience, or I have to say this, I got to get this off my chest. I don't even care how somebody receives it. So there's a sense here that that energy could be really strong, the impulsive words. But you could regret it, all right? You could really think, I could have handled that better. I'm looking here at some other factors, because Mars is still, because it's going to square Mars in Capricorn. And Mars in Capricorn rules the Mercury and Aries energy, and he says, slow down and be mature and think this through. So there's a square that happens. And you feel the tension, and you're just trying to get the tension out of you, like out of your body, out of your mind, off your chest. And Mercury is usually the easiest way to do that, because it's like, well, I can just say what I need to say, and I'll be done with it. But the Mars in Capricorn energy says, actually, if you don't consider the consequences, you will have consequences that come back around, and it's recommended to just slow it down. So maybe you write something out first, or if it's you type an angry email, do not send it. If you feel like you have to talk to somebody, see if you can hold off if it's a big discussion, because this energy, it's contentious, and it does not, it's childish, and it's your inner child, and it's the other person's inner child, and they both come up, and it can go bad, and it doesn't have to. So if you can just wait until Mercury goes into Taurus on Monday, May 14th, you're going to feel clearer and cleaner. You know, never doubt what a good night's sleep will do. Because you can sleep off something, and you can say, all right, I'm going to give myself time, and then you wake up the next day, and you're like, okay, I know what I need to do now, or I'm going to handle it this way, or I've got a better way to bring up this topic. So that means, just to summarize, Monday, May 14th is a much better day for talking to people or saying what you need to say. If something happens over the weekend, you'll probably get some good points, I'm going to call them spiritual points, if you can hold off and you can bite your tongue. Also, be careful of accidents while traveling, because Mercury in Aries conjunct Uranus is really dynamic, really fast moving. That's fires, that's accidents, that's, you have to slam on the brakes to avoid the accident. And then it squares Mars in Capricorn at 29 degrees, which is the police officer who's called in, the law enforcement, the authority. So there's an energy here of slow it down, especially in your car, vehicle, bike, scooter, and just walking on the street, because there's this erratic energy going on, and you don't want to be stuck in the crossfires. So that is my PSA around the big energies of this weekend. We're going to start with, let's start it on Saturday the 12th through the 14th. And then on the 15th, we have the new moon, and Uranus goes into Taurus. So it's just a really dynamic time. And we all want to shake something off. We can be tired of something. We can be like, I don't even want to deal with it. I just want it to be over. It's that kind of an impulsiveness where you're just over it and you don't have the desire to talk it out or talk it through. And take a break, take time to yourself, go offline, get away, hug a tree, go to nature, go to the beach, clear your head, clear your mind. That's the way to deal with it. And it will pass. It will pass. Now, we have some planets in retrograde. Jupiter is retrograde in Scorpio right now. Saturn is retrograde in Capricorn. And we have Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. And what this means for these three planets is that we are working with the energy more internally. And I bring this up, this theme of the retrogrades, because we're going to have even more retrograde energy in June. Neptune will be retrograde. And by the end of the month, Mars will be retrograde. So we have a slowing down, which is really interesting. Because May overall, I feel it as less tangled than April was. But June really slows us down. So May is about being very conscientious and very mindful of where your energy is going, what you want, what you're creating, your next steps, and all of the long-term thinking and planning. Because in June, we have a lot of planets going in retrograde or turning retrograde that slows us down. And with the retrograde planets, most people know this from Mercury retrograde, is that it's all the RE words. So we're reviewing, reprioritizing, reimagining, really sitting with and recommitting to something within ourselves, including ourselves, essentially to ourselves. And that's really strong in June. So know that whatever's coming up right now, it is meant to move forward because Mars will turn retrograde June 26th at 9 degrees of Aquarius. He's not in his shadow yet. Next week, he'll be in his shadow when I do my next show. But until then, we're still going through a lot of important things that need to be taken care of and done and checked off the list. We're all captains of our own ships right now. And I like to give a heads up about June because I was looking at the charts for the June new moon and the June full moon. And throughout the summer, we have a lot of T-squares. And that means we're figuring something out and something's missing and how do we pull in that missing ingredient and make things feel stable and secure. And I feel like what we're supposed to be doing right now, especially with the sun in Taurus, is getting that inner security where you know what you want and where you're going and what matters to you. And even if there are pauses or delays or setbacks or, things that you're waiting for, it doesn't rock the core of what you want and who you are. So that's really important to do right now. And we have support this week. So the sun is going to make a lovely trine to Pluto at 21 degrees. And this will be Friday, Saturday, so May 11th, May 12th. And this energy is when the sun of the sun's light connects with the power of Pluto, which is understanding what your truth is, the clarity, the long-term outcome, goal, where you're going. And when the sun and Pluto connect in earth signs, you get a resurgence, I feel, of like your own soul's power, because Pluto is connected with the soul's evolution, and it holds an aspect of your soul's journey. And when Pluto and the sun are making these connections, they invigorate each other. So the sun's light blasts onto Pluto, and then Pluto's power and strength comes back to the sun. And so you have this invigoration of what you're here for, what's your soul's mission, and what's your light, and are you really living in all of yourself, and what are you hiding? Because Pluto is what we hide consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously. We hide it from ourselves because we think we're hiding it from others. But other people usually see it, and then you see it. So it's like nothing's ever hidden. And when the sun shines its light on Pluto, we get activated, and we say, oh, my goodness, I wasn't even using all of my power, or I didn't see all of my truth, or I was wasting a lot of time on petty, meaningless things, and I'm done. I'm done with that. And this is part of the Pluto and Capricorn power of that doesn't even serve me for the long term. That isn't even worth my time. So you get this sense of, well, what is worth my time and what does matter to me? And that's where you say, okay, this is how I want to live my life, make money, enjoy life, find the pleasures, and feel solid in myself. Those are the Sun and Taurus qualities. Because I value myself and I love myself and I know that I deserve to create a life that I love. And so I feel like this is such a great, feels so good. I'm trying to put it into words. The Sun in Pluto trine, because we need this. It can be developments with your career, money, projects, business, anything that you want for the long term that's really connected to the authenticity of who you are. So know that it's you're going to feel it, I think, on Friday, Saturday, that things click or line up or connect, especially if you have an earth sign at 21 degrees. Now, you know what's really fascinating is that Prince Harry does. I took a look at his chart and Meghan Markle's chart, and I posted it on my new website, consciousintuitiveastrology.com, and I do a write-up on each of their charts. And I thought it was just fascinating how Prince Harry has Sun in Virgo, Moon in Taurus, and his rising sign is Capricorn. And Pluto in Capricorn is creating a grand trine with his Sun and Moon, and he's getting married. So don't think that's a coincidence. I mean, there's definitely something bigger, you know, guiding this. And that is definitely a shift in his professional responsibilities and status, but also to a place of satisfaction. So I think that that's a good way to describe this energy, is what are you ready to upgrade your level of life satisfaction? And that will take work. And Saturn in Capricorn is keeping us our noses to the grindstone to do that work. And where are you ready to check in on your personal commitment to your life satisfaction? And that's really, you know, how you can put the Taurus and Capricorn energies together. So that feels really good. Right now we have the Sun in Taurus opposing Jupiter in Scorpio, and this exaggerates things. It makes it seem bigger. It's a bit like the funhouse mirror where you don't see everything accurately because of how Jupiter can exaggerate. But this is making sure that you care more about what you value and what you believe than what other people say or value or what they believe. And that's the difference between Taurus, which is your self-worth and what you choose, and Scorpio, which is what other people choose and what other people say your self-worth is. So there's a interesting checking in point here where you feel you have the opportunity to make sure that you feel secure in your own skin and in your own, that you define who you are based on your choices and not absorbing or taking in what other people have said or told you or their feedback or, you know, telling you what to do and what to go and where to blah, blah, blah. You know, that's, everyone will have an opinion that we can energetically absorb. And the Sun in Taurus is reminding you, you don't have to absorb anything. You don't have to let any of that affect how you feel about yourself. And sometimes that's harder said than done, which, you know, I'm raising my hand. I have to practice that. We all do, I believe, especially those of you who really feel energies and you're an empath or you're a highly sensitive person. You know, you feel what other people want you to do or their energy, their presence, their blah, blah, blah. But this time is strengthening this core energy within you. And you can feel a pushback, all right? And it's a pushback where you say what you need to say. Again, this could relate to that explosive energy with Mercury going across Uranus in Aries at the final degree, that I've had enough, and this is what I think about you, and da-da-da, and you just say, it's almost like a giant, I mean, I'm not going to tell you the visual I just got, but it's like you just get it out. That's not the best way to handle it, but that could be the feeling, okay? And that's okay to have the feeling. Okay, I feel like whatever you're going to feel come up and out is actually related to something that perhaps you've been stuffing down since 2010. And think back to who you were or the messages that you were receiving or the people in your life or, you know, anything since that time. You've gone through this whole process. Wherever this Aries energy is in your chart is where this has all been activated, where you've woken up more of yourself and you're just, it's that I'm not going to take it energy, which can be, I feel it as fighting, like you think you have to fight something off or you have to fight someone away. And that would be kind of the, I'm going to say immature perspective of the Aries energy, is that you're looking for someone to fight or you're looking for someone to tell off. And what you're really doing is you're just getting out the inner child's messages, the inner child's desire to feel safe. And once you get that out, either if you do so on a walk by yourself, you write it out in a letter, you do something just in your own energy. You do not need anybody else in this. It's just for yourself. It's your own purging and cleansing. Then, after you get it out the first time, the second time, especially when the Mercury is in Taurus, then you get that sense of, okay, I feel like I got it out. I had a good tantrum. I said what I had to say. Thankfully, nobody was on the receiving end. And now I've got more of a much solid perspective on what I have to truly communicate and say. So there's just a lot coming up here around your communication and watching what you say and making sure that it stays mindful. And to check in with how far you've really come since 2010 and 2011. Because I feel like that's part of what is unconsciously ready to come out. So it's a really interesting time because we're doing a lot of purging and releasing, and as long as we're mindful about it, we can just let it go and let it flow and take care of ourselves in the process. I'm looking over my final notes, and I feel like we're good for today's energy because, okay, the other thing I'm feeling is that we're meant to take the calm when we feel it. And that's just why I'm feeling so strongly. I'm feeling a sense of calm right now. So let's just go with that, and we're not going to push it. Find the calm moments. Find the peace in the present moment. Find your breath. Allow yourself to decompress, and take really good care of your body, your nutrition, your health, everything in your physical world that's your physical self, because we're meant to be really in touch with who we are right now and knowing that we're supported in every possible way. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining me, my friends. It's been a joy to connect with you. And I look forward to connecting with you next week in this show. Have a beautiful week ahead, and I'll see you then. Bye-bye.